1.2.2, defining demand generation, the power of creating demand before capturing it. In today's crowded market, the game isn't just about collecting leads, it's about something bigger, creating demand. As Chris Walker aptly puts it, to stand out, you must first create demand. Demand generation isn't just a marketing trend, it's a full-blown strategy that's giving companies a competitive edge. But what exactly is demand generation, and how does it differ from traditional lead generation? Let's break it down. The core principles of demand generation. At its core, demand generation is about creating interest and awareness long before a buyer is ready to make a purchase. This isn't about rushing to grab contact details so you can hound people with follow-up calls. It's about playing the long game, building a genuine connection with your audience, establishing trust, and positioning your brand as the obvious choice when the time is right. So how do you do that? 1. Creating awareness and educating the market. Demand generation starts with awareness, but not just about your product, about the bigger picture. It's about educating your audience on the problems they may not even know they have yet. By addressing industry trends, challenges, and opportunities, you help your prospects recognize their own needs and how your solutions fit into the puzzle. This is where content becomes your best friend. But here's the catch. It needs to educate, not sell. When your content offers real value, it nurtures your audience, guiding them from clueless to curious to finally ready to engage. Building trust and authority. Seth Godin nailed it. People don't buy products, they buy trust. In a world where your buyers are drowning in options, trust is what makes you stand out. Through consistent, high-quality content and engagement, you show up as more than just another vendor. You become the go-to expert in your field. This trust doesn't happen overnight, but once you've earned it, it's a game changer. In fact, 81% of B2B buyers say that trust in a brand plays a major role in their purchasing decisions. Edelman Trust Barometer. When your audience trusts you, they don't just consider your product. They look to you for guidance, advice, and solutions. About 3. Nurturing relationships over time. Here's the thing about demand generation. It's not about instant wins. It's about building a relationship that grows over time. Unlike traditional lead generation, which can feel like a numbers game, demand generation focuses on sustained engagement. It's about continuously providing value, being there when your prospects need answers, and guiding them through their buying journey at their own pace. This approach leads to more than just leads. It leads to deep connections with prospects who trust you enough to come to you when they're ready. It's a long-term investment, but it pays off in high-quality leads that are far more likely to convert. Demand generation versus lead generation. What's the difference? The traditional approach. Lead generation. Lead generation has been the go-to for B2B marketing for years. The goal? Get as many leads as possible. This typically means using tactics like gated content, email campaigns, and direct outreach to grab contact information. While it's great for filling the pipeline, it can also lead to a flood of unqualified leads, wasting time and resources chasing people who just aren't ready. The modern approach. Demand generation. Demand generation is different. It's not about just collecting leads. It's about creating real demand. It focuses on building brand awareness, educating your audience, and engaging with them well before they even think about entering your sales funnel. It's about building interest, enthusiasm, and trust so that when the time comes, the buyer already knows who you are and trusts what you stand for. Joe Polizzi from the Content Marketing Institute said it best. The best marketing doesn't feel like marketing. It feels like education. When your marketing feels helpful, not pushy, you're creating demand that translates into high-quality leads and sustainable growth. The importance of creating demand before capturing it. Here's the simple truth. You can't capture what doesn't exist. You have to create demand before you can capture it. In today's market, where buyers are bombarded with information and choices, you need to be top of mind long before they're ready to make a decision. This means using a blend of content marketing, social media, SEO, and thought leadership to consistently deliver value. It's not about trying to close deals right away. It's about building trust. So when your prospect is finally ready to buy, you're their first choice.